Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpa. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpa review titled No Half Measures featuring Josh, Amar, and Drew. On today's show, we play the domain game featuring DNS.org, Census.com, HumanAptitude.com, GetGlaze.com, and VirtualRecruiter.com. Then we've got the NameJet and a Jet segment sponsored by NameJet, and we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including PartyLand.com, OldTimeCandy.com, GuitarMaster.com and dividend.net. Then we talk about the need for patience in domain investing, what kind of price you should be looking to pay for domain in auction based on the retail value. And the Sherpas also talk about NamesCon, which is coming up again in November in Miami. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at domainsherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at ds.tv. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows, and transcripts as well. And big shout out to Unstoppable Domains, the ICANN accredited registrar that gives domainers powerful tools and the lowest pricing in the industry. They've joined the Afternic Fast Transfer Network and offer fully featured landers with LTO, self-brokerage, and just 3% commissions. Talk to them on X or Name Pros to learn more. And also big shout out to Escrow.com. Here at Media Options, we've relied on Escrow.com for years. They've handled some of our biggest deals, including 7- and 8-figure transactions. We use their specialized domain services because they understand domains. As the largest online licensed and audited escrow operator, escrow.com is fast, secure, and accountable with workflows built specifically for domains. Whether you're buying your first domain or closing million-dollar deals, they protect buyers and sellers around the world from fraud while ensuring smooth transfers. Escrow.com, domain deals done right. And also, big shout out to DNX.com. DNX is the domain intelligence platform featuring all-in-one search results from the top marketplaces, including GoDaddy, Cedo, and Atom. DNX is the most advanced way to find and acquire your domain name, so go to DNX.com today. And also, finally, big shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at MediaOptions.com, where you can sign up for our newsletter for the best domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and, of course, domain investing. So with all that, it's now time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, and I'm the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the experts, the OGs, the best in the biz, my personal friends. And, and we're all lucky and blessed that they're here with us today. And also very, very thankful that you're here with us today as well. There are 4 segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We've got the grand opening. That's where I intro the Sherpas. We see what's going on with them. We talk about some related things, some unrelated things. Then we get into the domain game. That's what we hear about, where the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses. We keep score somehow, some way, someday. Get some swag to the winners. I'm the only one rocking some swag today, but kind of got a little bit more of an old school hoodie on today. Then we've got the NameJet and a Jet segment, where we review a list of domains coming up for auction on NameJet. We see what the Sherpas like and what they don't like. And then last but not least, we get into grand closing, where we'll discuss anything that we haven't already covered, what's going on in the domain space, looking at the market trends, current events, allowing our guests to mention or promote anything they want to talk about that we've not already discussed. So with that, let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas over to my left. We got my boy, Andrew Rosner, a.k.a. Morpheus, a.k.a. the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, a.k.a. Bob Lee Swagger, the Sniper, a.k.a. Drew. Drew got what I need, a.k.a. every Rosner has its thorn. Never going to give Drew up. Graybeard, the domain pirate. What's up, man? He's trying to show us a little something, something.
Yeah.
So that was good timing. You know, what's up, man? What's going on?
You know what I mean? A little let there be light. That's it. So what's going on? Well, business is going on, man. That's what's going on. We are kicking ass, taking names, putting 7-figure deals in escrow like it ain't no thing.
Yeah.
And that's it. You know, we're watching the world go round. The sun is out again. The world is good again. Birds are chirping. Sun is shining. All's good. All's good.
All right.
Wood floors in my farmhouse just got installed. You know,
Guns out. I like it. All right. Well, good stuff.
World is good. We just got back. We just did a little family vacation in Miami. Don't get mad at me because I didn't call you. It was a family trip. You know what I mean? And
I'm already mad, bro.
Huh? No, look, I might get emailing me, hey, why didn't you call me? Blah, 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 blah. But I just, it was a family trip. You know what I mean? It was.
But Rob was down in Miami as well for a little while.
Yeah, he left just before I got there, I think. Yeah. Yeah, all's well. All's well.
All right. I think it's good stuff. And, yeah, let's keep it moving. We got a little bit of a time crunch today, so we'll do what we do. Down below Drew, we got the one and only Josh Reason, a.k.a. Bjorn Borg, a.k.a. Prince Harry, a.k.a. Harry Kane, a.k.a. Prince Harry Kane. I'd say Slim Shady, but you're really not rocking
Slim
Shady.
I'm going to bring it back. All right,
when you do, you get the a.k.a. back. In the meantime, a.k.a. DNX, it's dark and hell is hot. X going to give it to you. Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop. What's going on, bro?
What's going on? All good, all good. Good to be here with you guys.
So I see you with a little Supreme hoodie, North Face thing, like you rocking that, you know what I'm saying? Like, is that one of the
I like this hoodie a lot. Yeah, it's a nice little like snowy vibe, winter vibe to it.
A little cold out right now, you know, like here in Florida.
It is cold. It was, so we went to the beach on Saturday.
Okay.
And with some friends from our church, and we had a great time at the beach. It was like 85 degrees or whatever. Next day, boom, 20. It's like, what?
Wow. Yeah, it's crazy, man. We're definitely dealing with this Jekyll and Hyde, you know, kind of deal with the weather lately, where it's really been pretty up and down. And I don't know. We'll see. My lawn doesn't like it. But
it went from 85 to 20?
Yeah, 20. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. It got into I thought the 30s, but either way, it was freezing.
It was literally 24 the other night, 23.
Wow. That's crazy. So you got to be safe out here, man. Stay warm. That's why you got to rock those hoodies. You know what I'm saying? Rock those collectible hoodies. Get some use out of them.
I love hoodie gear, man. I freaking love hoodies.
I dig it, man.
I love hoodies too. I got a little hoodied out. You know what I'm saying? But I do love a hoodie.
Yeah.
I got turned off though. You know what I'm saying? This guy right here, JT, got us all hoodies that have plastic in them.
It's not plastic.
What happened? It would like nipping at your neck.
Yeah, I was like, what?
He needed 100% organic cotton that was farmed by like, you know, some like, you know, shaman, you know, on the top of a mountain and, you know, sewn together by, you
Dude,
know, like.
I want a hoodie that's made out of like alpaca.
I bought alpaca socks this morning. That's so funny that you say that. But that's like the new.
Yeah, but are they made out of alpaca pubes? You know what I mean? Like I want comfort. I want maximum comfort and luxury.
To be fair, I just did.
That's what I want my brand to exude.
Yeah, you want like all the healthiest materials and the most comfortable and all that.
That's it. Now, I don't want plastic. You know what I mean? Like,
JT switched off. He zoned out. He's done.
I mean, that's what I'm saying, dude. You know, like we do what we do. But yeah, alpaca hoodies are next. That's what we're going to do. And it'll be all good.
Definitely want an alpaca hoodie.
All right, next up, below me, we got the one and only Amar Kuba, a.k.a. King Kuba, a.k.a. Danny Ocean, a.k.a. the even greater Gatsby, don't chase an unworthy dream, y'all, a.k.a. Marzan, a.k.a. Kuba Libre, a.k.a. LL Amar J, a.k.a. Kuba Soze. Yeah, what's up with the blog, man? Is there anything, you know, you're going to be, is it done? Is it dead?
You're more likely to get an alpaca hoodie than a blog post.
All right. No doubt. Hey, look.
It should be made for an alpaca.
maybe that's what I'll write.
Yeah. Maybe the alpaca will start the blog. You know what
there
I'm
you
saying?
Go.
So, anyway, well, what's good with you, man? What's happening?
Yeah, everything's great, dude. No complaints. It's good to see you guys. Good way to start my day. So, yeah, all good.
All right. Well, that's what's up. So, all right. Well, like I said, we're a little tight on time, so I think we'll kind of keep it moving somewhat quickly. Drew's back in the saddle post Miami, all good. So Drew, let's start with you. You got a name for the domain game. What's up? You got a buy, a sell? What you got for everybody?
I will go with a, I was going to go with a buy, but then I just realized that Josh, all right, I got a different one. All right, I'm going to go with DNS.org. DNS.org.
Ooh, hey, someone messaged me about that the other day on LinkedIn saying, oh,
yeah, well, don't go look it up. You know what I'm saying?
All right, was this a, this was a buy or a sell?
No, but the guy was like, oh, you should buy this for DNX. It would be great, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, is it a buy?
It's a buy.
Didn't even get a chance to respond, and Drew's already said.
And it'll hopefully soon be a sale.
All right. DNS.org.
Freaking Boris. Sending the deal to you.
Yeah, look at you. You're going, see? He's cheating. He's cheating.
I knew who did it. I already knew who did it. I'm not cheating.
Wait, did he include the price in there?
Well, he included the
I know what he asked. Yeah, so I have an advantage for sure.
All right.
Oh, that's lame. All right, let's see how it plays out.
All right. Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Look at that.
Josh hit it on the head. Oh, no. Tied with Amar.
All right.
We got a tie.
All right. So I was at 10 grand. Josh was at 20 grand. Amar was at 20 grand.
And that's with no fucking inside information.
That's crazy. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would say Amar edges that out. You know what I'm saying? But all right. Then let's go. Okay. We're going to do another one. Josh has got inside information on this one, too.
But so I win because he already knows the number.
Josh knows it all. Yeah, I'm not.
I was gonna go with. I just bought census.com.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that.
As in CENSUS.
As in exactly that. Yes.
I think I have census.org. Let me see. I don't. Let me. That maybe not. Let me. See. No, I do not. I have something census. All right, census.com.
All right. And this was also a buy, Drew?
Yeah, right?
Yes.
All right. 3, 2, 1, flip. Oh, all right. I'm at 45,000. Amar's at 50,000. Josh is at 150,000.
Josh got it. But I do think Josh had some inside information.
That,
I mean,
Josh,
what's the chances that Josh got 2 for 2 on the nose, 2 on the dollar.
No
you
way.
Know what I'm saying? That's like better than Nancy Pelosi, dog.
I got your login to your escrow, dude. Sorry.
Here, Josh, you deserve one of these.
Oh, man. All right, well, that's 2 points for Josh. All right, census.com, 150K. Mar and I were pretty light on that, but it's a great name. So
wait, it's not 2 points for Josh because I got the same number.
Oh, 2 points for Josh, 1 point for Amar. Right, my bad.
Wait, what? No. That was a tiebreaker for 1 point.
Yeah, it's just 1 point that goes around here. I don't know what kind of game you're playing. You're playing that everybody gets a trophy game.
I tried to help you out, Amar. I tried.
That's okay. Thanks.
So, all right. Well. Then Josh is sitting on a point, and then let's so keep it moving. But Josh is up next, so let's see. There's still
So Drew, in our little chats, some of the guys were like, "Oh, I felt like you were overpaid for that." I don't necessarily agree. What was your thought process in deciding to pay maybe a little bit more than others on that one?
So I wanted to be at 100 or a little less, but one is the name has really never been in the market. Two, it has massive numbers. This name has just massive numbers and it's got a lot of traffic. And three, I think that there's some really interesting AI applications of this name.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of my... You know, without going into a ton of detail, I think that this name will work really well.
Great name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great name.
It's a banger.
Yeah, I like it too. So, how do you know? So, for people that don't know, how do you determine whether a name has a lot of traffic before you own it?
Well, you know, it's not easy. There's a bunch of signals that you can sort of look at. I'm not going to necessarily give away many of them because I do think it's the single most important factor. The names that I've bought over the years that have those signals end up selling to an end user. And the ones that don't, sometimes they do, but, you know, it's not a clear strike, let's say. The ones that have clear traffic, just for whatever reason, they always sell. Always. Like, always.
So like, what's one of the
indicators? One of the indicators I could tell you is Overture, right? Which died in roughly 2006 or 2008, something like that. And, but at that time, there was an Overture score. And the Overture score on the SLD, the Overture score, including the TLD, is going to tell you how much daily type-in traffic the domain name itself had as of 2006. The names that were truly getting generic type-in traffic at that time, in my experience, on average, are getting between 20 and 40% more traffic today. Not less. Most people think they're getting less. The ones that are truly getting type-in traffic are getting 20 to 40% more type-in traffic than they were in 2006. A generic name that had type-in traffic with an Overture score in 2006 is getting 20 to 40% more traffic today. You have to just be careful because sometimes what you're seeing is that used to actually be a business in 2006. Or you see, it used to be a whatever. And if it was getting branded type in traffic, then that score may not be relevant.
Got it.
Let's say they were doing a television advertising campaign at that time on a generic domain name. Well, that was driving. That was the reason people were typing it in. And as soon as that campaign went away, then likely the traffic did too, right? There may be some residual, but it's not that Overture score is not going to be indicative of exactly how much traffic the domain might have. There are other signals you can look at to be more accurate. But the Overture score, the historical Overture score,
is that on Estabot that you're finding that most of the time? Estabot?
I use Estabot for it. I use other tools as well. But yeah, Estabot does give it to you. Sometimes Esteban is really off though.
Yeah. Well, it's also like, well, super old data, right? 20-year-old data.
Yeah. Which makes it easier in the end, right? Because it's sort of stagnant data.
Yeah, it's not changed, so it's easy to collect.
Yeah. Static, not stagnant.
All right, Josh, you're up, man. What do you got? You got a buy or a sell?
Go buy as usual. We gotta go with these buys so Drew can make me look like a fool. I picked up quite a couple names recently, but what about this one? A little bit different. Humanaptitude.com.
Okay, let's check.
Human Aptitude. That doesn't feel like a Josh type of name.
Mm. It's not really, no, but I like it.
Aptitude.com.
Human Aptitude. Ugh. Human Aptitude.
All right. 3, 2, 1. All right. Drew's at 1,288. I'm at 4,500. And Amar's at 8,000.
Mm-hmm. $6. It was reg fee. I just had to get that.
All right. I like it, man. I like it.
Oh, that's cheating.
You know what? I like it makes me happy because I felt like I was already high. I think it's hilarious. I was the lowest one. And when I put 1288, I was like, this is so high for this name.
But I was just thinking Josh had seen some end user for it. On something else, and
I figured the only way that I could like not look like I overpaid for a name is if it was Reg Feet.
Hey, I like the strategy though, you know?
So, that's funny.
Do you want me to do a sale as well?
Yeah, let's do a legit one.
Okay. Just this morning I saw a small name. Getglaze.com.
What is it?
Getglaze.com.
GLAZE.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Get Blazed. I was like, yo, I think I sold that.
GLAZE.
I think we did sell. I think we own GetBlaze.com.
No. Yeah. GetBlaze.com actually I own because we sold it in the, you technically sold it in.
Yeah. I did solid for Unstoppable and then it sold. You bought it.
GBM.
GBM. Yeah. Jeez. Oh, God. I gave that name away.
Well, to me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and then you took advantage of me, but I guess better you got it than somebody else. This how much you get it for?
I don't remember. It was like a couple hundred bucks or something. Oh. I know. That's what. Well, and then that's the thing.
I got murdered in that auction. I was like, yeah, let me throw these in for you. No reserve.
That's the thing. There was like nobody bidding, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It didn't
go as planned. All right. So what? Wait, Get Glaze.
Yeah.
Get Glaze. Is that going to be like for a donut place?
No. It would have to be past tense.
And you bought this name or you sold this name, Josh?
Sold.
Oh, right. GetGlaze.com. All right. 3, 2, 1, flip. All right. Josh is at 23, Drew's at 2369. Amar's at 4,995. And I am at 5,000.
Nice. Sold for 3495 on spaceship.
Wait, what did you have?
Oh, wait. It's going to be close. We're down to the wire. I'm at 2369.
Oh, no. You got it. Barely got it.
Yeah, Josh, barely.
Josh, what was it?
3495.
Yeah, Drew got it by like 200 bucks or something.
That was a hand reg from 2019.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So I dig that. How long? And you said 2019, and then what? You just have it listed on Afternic or something? What'd you do? Or so
it was spaceship. Listed on Afternic with an Afternic lander, but it sold through the spaceship registration path.
Wow. Okay.
What name? Cool. Registration path. One of the two.
All right. GetGlaze.com. So.
And like I've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 sales through spaceship registration path this month. Pretty good considering none of my names are pointed there. So.
And you just, how often do you update your inventory there? Like, so you just, how do you keep them in sync?
Yeah. I did it all of last year. I haven't updated it at all this year. I just can't do it. Yeah. Capacity. I literally just have the capacity. So, I probably won't.
If only somebody had a tool for that.
I know, right? The thing is, I think so. Like, I will update my spaceship stuff just because I don't have to verify. I guess my account is flagged, so I don't need to verify each name because I update it and somewhat trusted. But for most people, it's even harder because they have to verify ownership of each name. Gosh, that's a nightmare, isn't it? It's one of the like, I don't know, man. Such a tough one because everyone wants names to be verified for marketplace integrity. But as a seller with a large portfolio, like having to verify each name is just
it's a non-starter. If you have to literally,
it's literally a non-starter. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Each one individually is terrible.
Yeah. Anyway, shout out to Spaceship.
All right. So let's see then what we're working with. So does Human Aptitude, either way, Drew gets the point. So I don't know, is Human Aptitude and Get Glaze, are those both points in this game?
One point. Give him 1 point.
All right. So Drew and Josh each have a point. Amar, you're going to give up the name. And you know what? I'll let Drew and Josh.
Wait, I just won 2 in a row. Why do I get 1 point? I didn't tie with anybody.
All right. I mean, because it was more of just like the first one was a joke, so we just went with another one. The first one was like not a real point, right?
What do we think about
okay.
that?
Okay,
I mean, I can't win the game if I give up three names and you guys are all like, right? How am I supposed to win the game then?
That's true. You're not. That's fair. All right. So like, here's the deal. So Josh and Drew each have a point. I might sit out this one because this will choose a winner, you know, or I guess I could just stay in it and then try to force overtime. But go ahead, Amar. You give a name. Let's see.
How this all right. Go. I sold virtualrecruiter.com.
Oh, okay.
Virtual recruiter.
All right, virtualrecruiter.com.
I actually think I'm a little low here. I might have to.
All right, 3, 2, 1, flip it. Okay, I'm at 15,000. Drew is at 24,369, and Josh is at 29,888.
Drew gets it again by a couple hundred bucks. 20K.
I had 25 and I would have lost anyway, but
yeah.
Boom. All right, Drew wins the game. Good job, Drew. Drew wins the domain game. Billy, give him some celebrating a little bit.
No, some.
All right. So what are the details? How long, like when did you buy it? How long did you have it? What'd you pay for it? How'd you sell it?
I had it for pretty long time, I think. I paid $500 for it. I had it listed at 25K forever and finally settled at 20. I kind of feel like virtual names are a bit passe.
You know, I was
pretty happy with that. But there's a company, I think in Australia, that uses virtual-recruiter.com.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure that's who bought it. So it was perfect for them.
Okay.
And so I was pretty happy.
All right. Awesome. When did you buy it and how long did you have it?
Let me see. Like I said, it was a long time ago. I had it forever because I wouldn't have bought that name today, unless it was a really good price. Virtual recruiter. I bought it in 2009.
Wow. For how much?
$529.
Okay.
In 2000, you needed a recruiter in 2009.
In 2000, it's what?
I said a lot of people needed a recruiter.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It was, it was great. It was a great name back then and it had a lot of interest. But you know, people weren't paying up. I'm sure back then I probably had it priced less, but well, actually, I don't know. I don't even remember, but it never sold. But back then it was a good name. Virtual names were good.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And it's a good sale, but it also represents, look, man, I mean, you know, buying a name for $500-$600, like, you know, sitting on it for over a decade, I mean, 15 plus years, right? What'd you say?
2009.
Closer to two decades.
Yeah. Crazy. I mean, that's a long time to sit on a, you know, that's, and that was not, I'm not saying like it was a big amount of money in, but it was more money then than it is now. And, you know, so I think that's part of the long game. Yeah. Right. But that's part of the long game that we see, right? And, you know, that makes a big, you know, that makes it tough, I think.
They've printed like 80% or 90% of the world's money supply since that date.
Yeah. So, but hey, you know, like so I guess my point is that that's a lot of patience. That's a pretty decent investment to make and to sit on it for that long. But it's a great return at the end of the day. So congratulations.
Thank you.
And congratulations to Drew for winning the domain game. Big win. Big win for Drew.
And he gets an alpaca hoodie.
Alpaca hoodies for everybody now. So
I was just telling my wife, we own cashmere.com, and I actually want to make a cashmere underwear company. And our slogan is going to be Kashmir where it counts.
Okay. Or it should be Kashmir. Kashmir outside.
So the problem with that is I've been looking for some new boxers, and you can't, you know, so let's say it is Kashmir or even Merino, which is, you know, the nicest other than Kashmir. You can't put it in the dryer. So do you want to be like, do you want to be air drying your boxers? I don't know. That seems like a lot of work.
You got to dry clean them.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're going to take your drawers to the dry cleaner.
That's yeah, kind of, man.
You know, the dry cleaner comes and picks them up from the house. You know what I'm saying? And
then he does. I don't know. I think that's a bit much.
So no, I'm with you. But Kashmir outside. All right. Well, all good and all good all around.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power to break your name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put the domain to work for you.
All right, so check it out. So now we're going to get into NameJet and a Jet. That's the domain game. Now we're going to get into NameJet and a Jet. Sponsored by NameJet, we review a list of domains coming up for auction. We see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. Go to the show page on domainsherpa.com. You can download the Excel spreadsheet in the show notes that will give you some insight into the domains, including some stats and some appraisals and the age and the amount of back orders as of the time that we put the list together, and you know when the auction back order end date is, so you can pay attention and stay on top of some stuff. But let's see what the Sherpa is like and what they don't like. Let's start with my boy Josh and see what he thinks. What do you think of the list?
What's up? First one that I'd look at is flyers.com, but I think that there's multiple spellings and that kind of,
and that's the less preferred spelling now.
That is the less preferred spelling. So, pass for me on that one. The rest of the list, dude, not a fan. Gotta be honest, not a fan.
2 weeks in a row, Josh is just kind of hating on the list, man. I feel like this
hating on the list. I know. I mean, listen, JT, you didn't put it together, so it's not you, it's NameJet.
I know, but I feel somewhat responsible for the name.
Well, he does curate it.
I do my best.
You can't blame him a little bit.
This is what they got for you.
I quite like cultural.org. But I don't love it. It's like, I don't think that's an easy sell by any means. So, but I do like the name. In terms of names that I won't back order any of these personally. So.
Oh, really? You wouldn't even put just, you know.
No, not even worth me logging into my Snap
name. Just passing on the list altogether. That's crazy. Okay. All right. Well, Damar, what do you think, man?
Well, I'm also not a fan of the list, but I will be back ordering because these are, you know, all probably, you know, worth the
$70. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. But I don't think there's any name on here other than maybe cultural.org, maybe veranda.org. The two .orgs are the best names, probably. Bear Arms is good because it's such a hot button topic.
But I don't even think is that the right spelling?
No, you guys are all tripping. Bear Arms is dope. It's bear, like the animal bear. Bear Arms, like
no, it's the right to bear arms.
Would be B-A-R-E.
No.
This is Bear Arms, right?
No.
Oh, yeah, no, it is. Wait, time out. You're right.
You're talking about like bear's arms. Like a
bear. Yeah,
it's both. Actually, that makes it even
better.
No.
It's the right to bear arms is spelled B-E-A-R.
All right, so then it's even better. That's a great name. You guys are tripping. That's a like Bear Arms.
I said it's a good name, but it's
I think like you know no better time to be in the gun business. I think the Bear Arms is great.
Dude, I own some decent gun names. Gun site, they never sell.
You know, you could have a where like your logo is basically two bear like bear arms. You know what I'm saying? Holding like like whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, ready to pop off. I mean, those.
Yeah. I'd say, you know, so that's
the domain is getting creative. It's not good. I'm tight.
Right. Guitar Master's pretty good.
Yeah. Guitar Master is a thing. Like, I remember growing up, there was, I don't remember if that was local. Yeah,
was that a store? Wait, no, that was Guitar. Right.
That's Guitar Center.
No, Guitar Master was something. We
You're thinking Guitar Hero and Guitar Center.
No, I'm talking about before Guitar Hero existed.
Okay, Guitar Center is a big chain.
Yeah.
A big store. Right.
Guitar Center, yeah. But Guitar Master is cool.
Guitar Master.
Yeah, Guitar Master is a great.
Guitar Master is something.
A great software or AI for teaching you how to play guitar. Sure.
Yeah.
But what's the max your value you're going to get on that? I mean, right? There's no
relative to what you're going to pay. Like, if you can get Guitar Master for $500, $1,000, like, to me, that's money all day. That's a $15,000 to $25,000 domain.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I agree with that. Like partyland.com. I'll take partyland.com for
partyland.com okay, so all day.
Let's you talk about Partyland. Like, Partyland is particularly difficult, I think, because there's Partyville, there's Party City, there's Party House, there's so many alternatives.
Yeah, so
to Partyland.
If somebody else is trying to carve out their real estate in the party business, they need Partyland.
I'm telling you that one.
Or they can come to me for partysupply.com and partysupplies.com.
Right, exactly.
Boom.
I like Partyland. I think you guys are crazy.
All right, what else do you like on
it? It reminds me of Tomorrowland.
Well, Tomorrowland is a dope, like, I mean, that's a, you know, that's Disney, that's the EDM festival. There's a lot of Tomorrowland stuff out there, so. Partyland is cool. I mean, I know there's like Party City and, you know,
right. Bunch of other. Well, they went out of business.
See, that's because they want Partyland. If they had a better brand like Partyland, then they would have made it. All right, Drew, what about you? So let's talk, you know, since.
I like bearearms.com. Again, I think that that's $10,000-$15,000 domain to, you know, the company that wants it. And I don't think that's going to be a competitive auction. I think you can even get that for a few hundred bucks.
No.
I think I like dividend.net. Who doesn't want dividends? You know what I mean? Like dividend.net, like, I don't know. You know what I mean? There's no shortage of, go on Zero Hedge or go on like any of these. Half the articles are about, you know, reviewing dividend stocks, how to get, you know, build dividend portfolios. Every person over 50 is trying to build a dividend portfolio for right or wrong. Geoview.com, like, great brand. I don't know for what. I don't care. It's like, somebody wants Geoview. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Geoview, that's a $10,000-$25,000 brandable. You're going to get it for probably $500 or less.
No.
Numerology. You know how big numerology is? I think we own numerology.org. Not that we've ever had an inquiry on it, but I'll take that with it. Old Time Candy is some garbage. That's just garbage. That's just, you know.
Okay.
Partyland, you know, we beat that up a little bit. I like it. Pro Install. Love Pro Install. Like,
really? You know,
I think Pro Install is the most underrated name on this list because it's like landscape, like hardscaping. It's pools.
Yeah,
it's
that's true.
Electro HVAC. It's solar install. It's home sound system installation. It's like a bazillion possible things, and it's Pro Install. Like, there's nothing, no keyword, I guarantee you, there's no keyword more utilized in branding among blue collar service businesses than the word pro. Lawn Pro, Install Pro. Like, I guarantee, I love that name. Is it Pro Install? Is a sleeper.
Pro Install Nation.
But I don't care. Is Pro Install, like, there will be people that want Pro Install, right? This thing probably just expired.
Every time you say install, I'm like, Nation.
Pro name to Home Depot way back in the day. So it's
like,
definitely.
I like, Install Pro. I don't know. I think it's a great name.
You're right. Pro Install is a good name. I mean, like for what? Like selling it for 25, 15, 20. Like
yeah. 100%. I all these, they're in that brand new bucket, which is 10 to 25 grand.
Yeah.
And they got to protect your house. Protect your house for like a marketing campaign domain. You know what I mean? Like that's probably like five to 10 grand. You know what I mean? Like you probably need a bin price under 10, 99.85. And somebody's going to hit the bin on that
I agree.
12-month payment plan. You know what I mean? Like, somebody's going to just bang that. Protectyourhouse.com, you know, put it on a billboard. You know what I mean? Like, that's an ad campaign for some. I just heard about the economics on these home alarm systems. You have all these intermediaries, right? Like, you've got the companies that people know, but they're not even, it's all these little intermediaries that just get, they chisel off a little, you know, it's like you pay $30 a month to, you know, whoever your alarm company is, right? But the guy that sold you that package, that dude's chiseling off, you know, $2 to $5 a month for every alarm package that he sold forever. Like, those dudes are making money. The lead gen on that is enormous. So I think Protect Your House is a gangster bat, you know, throw that up on a billboard and it pays for itself 10 times over. And then, right. But jump back up the list. I'm gonna go to falcons.org. Like, not only can it be a fan site for a terrible, you know, football team, but it also happens to be like the number one hobby and interest of like the world's richest people, and in particular in the Middle East. Like, falconry is literally like a probably like $1 trillion industry, because these dudes will pay $10 million for an individual falcon, right? It's like horse racing on steroids. So falcons.org, I don't know. To me, that's probably a very valuable domain name. Like, you're telling me that one of these guys in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, UAE, Qatar, so one of these guys that's worth $20 billion and literally flies. I saw an article like 6 months ago where this dude, he had a private 747, we're talking about. And he sent this private 747 full of falcons. Dude, these things had little, the thing had like, all the chairs had like a thing over it. And the falcons were all on top of the chair with their little leather things. And they were, you know, these things had outfits on, like track suits. And then it goggles on so they don't freak out. You know what I'm saying? This thing, there was like $100 million in falcons on this 747, and dude was just flying it to wherever he was gonna go, you know, do some falconry. Right.
I would like to see a falcon in a tracksuit, please, Billy. Yeah,
that's what Grok is for. if I buy falcons.org, which I probably am going to, I'm gonna get a falcon in a tracksuit as my logo.
Yeah, that's what we want to see.
JT, like maybe like a month from now or 3 weeks from now, you can pull this list and with all the sold prices, and we can look over this like list with the prices that they sold at and see if they make any sense, like relative to the price tags that we're putting on them at retail. Because my instinct is that all of these names are going to go way too high for like selling at 20K retail. Yeah. That's like, I think that a lot of these names are for like 3-4K, and then doesn't like make as much sense to sell them for 15 to 20.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, what we're seeing is that, you know, and it just depends on the category, because not everybody's into all different types of names. So, but in certain categories, you have people in the market now that are just willing to work for less, right? And so you got margin compression. You got guys that are willing to pay five and sell for 10. And if you got people that are willing to pay five and sell for 10, you know what I mean? You can't buy that name for two to sell it for 20.
Yeah. I mean, I think all that makes sense. So yeah, let's see. We'll track what some of these sell for, and then let's see if that makes any sense based on what they should retail for. So if you're trying to sell a name in the 15, 20 range, what are you trying to buy it for? Obviously the less, like what's your max if you're trying to sell a name in the 10 to 20?
1500.
Yeah, that's right.
1500. Okay.
I think if
if I really like the name, let's say if I think the sale price is 15 to 20 and I really like the name, I might go to 2,500, pay a little bit more, but I'd have to really like the name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not just a, you know, kind of generic inventory name.
Okay. Well, I think that's a good rule of thumb, and I think that's good info and good insight to the audience. So I think it's all good. So we shall see. Yeah, like I said, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out now. I mean, obviously we can do it through name bio, but, you know, I want to track a few of these and see. I'm going to bid on a few just to see what's going on.
Old Time Candy will be a good one to see.
Old Time Candy. Like, I want to know who buys that. Old Time Candy.
There's nine back orders. There's more back orders on that than Bear Arms.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. Like, Old Time Candy, you know, even that name, it's like, to me, it's garbage, but some little, you know, colonial backwater town that has summer tourism has got some coffee, taffy, whatever the hell you call it, shop. And this is going to be called Old Town Coffee or, yeah, Old Town Candy, right? And so, you know what I mean? Like, it'd be like, Downtown Nantucket, Old Town Candy. And
yeah, well,
you know, but like, what are they gonna pay? They're gonna pay like $1,500, $2,500.
Yeah, on a 24-month
payment plan.
Yeah, and I think that's a fair point. I mean, we were in Dollywood with like Pigeon Forge, Tennessee recently, and they have like a whole apple orchard / old time candy compound. Like this thing is like, you know, there's a store and a restaurant and a place for cider and a gift shop and, you know, and it's like all of this stuff and it's like all kind of in that. And there's thousands of those types of places in the US, hundreds of thousands over the world that, like, you know, the idea of old time candy, some nostalgia, some throwback, you know, part of the little tourist something, something, you know, and there can only be one old time candy. Although I guess you could do, if it's going to be in the UK, it would be old with the E, like O-L-D-E. Time candy, right? Would that be the alternative, Josh? Would that be the one that you would use back home?
No.
Would it be ye old time candy?
You
know? Or something?
Old ye candy.
So anyway, all right. Well, good stuff. All right, cool. Drew, any names that you don't like on the list before we shut it down and move on and wrap it up?
It was really just the old time candy.
Okay.
I actually don't even know why you guys like cultural.org. I usually really like the .org, but like, culture.org banger. Cultural.org, like,
yeah, that one's tough. So, all right, well, good stuff. That is the list. Name Jack and Eject. Good luck, everybody. Happy bidding. Not financial advice, but you know what it is. All right, well, look, we only have about 10 more minutes, so let's we'll go around the horn, kind of see what's up with everybody, and you know, then let everybody go on about their day. Drew, you already said you kind of your stuff. You were in Miami for a few days, cranking out some deals, knocking some shit out. What else is good?
What else is good? I don't know. And we continue to have the single best portfolio of domain names on the brokerage to sell ever in the history of humankind. And we are working hard to sell those. That's it. That's all I got to say.
That's it. That's good stuff, man. That's good. All right, dope. What about you, Josh? What's good? What's going on with DNX? What's going on in your life? Like, what's happening?
You know what? I am disappointed that NamesCon is going to do it in the same place.
Ooh, okay, I talked to,
you know, who was our dude? Anthony? Was that his name? And I feel like Anthony heard me, you know, I feel like I was speaking for a lot of people that I have talked to who were saying the same thing, which was that the venue sucks. You couldn't even literally hear anybody speaking on the stage. The whole thing was weird. You got cockamamie, you know, porta potties. You got, the whole thing was just cockamamie. It wasn't right. It just wasn't right. And I feel like there was like a recognition of like, yes, we hear you and we're going to do better. And then they were like, yo, we're going to do the exact same shit. Y'all are going to love it. And I'm not here for it. So I am actually unsure of whether or not I will actually be attending NamesCon.
Okay. All right.
And I've given this some thought. I've given this some thought after just being in Miami, and I was just thinking about it, and I was like, you know, on this side over here on Miami Beach, it's like amazing. Like, what a vibe. And then you got the other side where you're on this like piece of crap marina in a piece of crap hotel where you got to take a bus to a piece of crap event hall. I don't understand. I don't understand. And somebody's making poor judgment. And so I am not here to criticize. I'm just telling you, as an individual who really appreciated the move back to Miami, that you made a half measure. You made a half measure, and you had an opportunity to correct it, and you didn't. And unfortunately, I think that that's going to have a negative consequence.
Yeah.
And I think it's unfortunate because I think bringing back NamesCon to Miami was a big, you know, people gave him a pass because it was year one, but I don't know. Should have been a different venue for year two, and it should have gone to Miami Beach.
And yeah, I mean, the only thing I'll say. Yeah, so, well, let's clarify a few things for the record. One, it's not NamesCon returning to Miami because NamesCon technically started in
whatever. It's bringing a domain industry conference back to Miami. That's what I mean by that.
Right. And then it's a matter of like, all right, well, you know, I think part of the challenge is shit's expensive, right? And to be able to have an accessible conference, and I'm just playing devil's advocate a little bit, and I'm not saying that I disagree with you, but I think it's a question of, you know, because I also see what like goes on behind the scenes to do the ICA meeting. And, you know, and actually Anthony was there talking, you know, about NamesCon, trying to get feedback, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And I think everybody was sharing a lot of the same stuff. And I agree. I think that, you know, it's hard to find things that fit for a lot of different purposes, which is like affordability, right? Because Miami is a tier one type city versus Austin, which is a tier two city from a conference.
But this is what I'm saying, half measures. Like, don't try to straddle that. The domain conference should be a premium event. Like, if you want a low cost option, you go to the ICA, and that they deliver an amazing event for a low cost, right? Because you don't have all the frills, and it's in Vegas and da, 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 the whole thing, right? The domain industry needs one high-quality premium event where real thought leaders, real experts, real participants are motivated to come. Dude, I was disgusted to stay in that freaking hotel. That was disgusting. Like, that was an embarrassment that is what, you know, is supposed to be the representation of our industry. We are the greatest industry on earth. I believe that. And we should be represented in such a way, period. So, well, I don't want to hear any of that jabroni bullshit.
All right. Well, look, and I'm with you. So I think that makes a very good
point.
When Rick
did traffic, he charged, how much did he charge? It was like $1,800 to get a ticket to traffic. But you got an amazing lunch. He put on a premium event.
It was always in a nice hotel.
Our smartest people in the industry were there because we were in a really nice hotel. You had a captive audience. It was done right. People will pay. The people that matter, when I say the people that matter, the people that are really making decisions in the industry, the people that are the major buyers, the people that are major sellers, the portfolio owners, the business operators, the executives at the business operators. These are the people that people want to hear from. These are the people that people want to rub shoulders with. And you're not going to get those people unless you put on a premium event. If you slum it, who wants to go? The only reason you go is like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go because I want to go hang out with Amar and have drinks. But, and I might do that, but I'm not coming to the show. Zero, zero. Like, that's just no, why? Why would I do that?
All right. So I'm going to then, what about Amar and Josh? What do you guys think?
I was not a fan of the hotel for sure. And I wasn't a fan of the venue either. I will say though that like what you said, JT, they're trying to balance, accessibility and affordability. And I generally think that's a positive, right? Because I do think it's good to have more people able to afford to go, right? Especially, look, not everybody has money, Drew. It's hard.
No. I hear that. And, right. And again, That's what I think, like, the ICA is a great venue for bringing those people
into. That's expensive, too. ICA is expensive now.
Yeah, but
not if you get, we got coupon codes and early birds. Yeah, right. I think you can get an ICA ticket for, like, $200 or something, right?
But
on ICA is more expensive as well.
ICA is more like $5.
Yeah. On top of that, though, I'll also add.
With some of the coupon codes and early birds.
There was more. More sponsorship money back in the day too. And that was being funded by traffic, domain traffic and parking and arbitrage, which is all gone.
100%. Right?
So that's also kind of changed.
Yeah.
Is sponsorship money and people making kind of the easy money from, you know, that was back then. So but, I just think the dynamics are
next year, there's not going to be a shortage of sponsors.
Yeah.
You're gonna 2,000 new GTLD applicants,
right?
All trying to sell their garbage to the domain industry. It's gonna be an endless number of
So sponsors. I think we're all agreeing that the venue wasn't great, and we're all agreeing that the hotel wasn't great. So they could probably have done better on both fronts, and still tried to keep it, you know, on the affordable tip. Right. Like there's a way to bridge that. And maybe they signed a longer term contract, so they had to do it again. Who knows?
And then the whole like pay to play speaker thing. It's just
you know, and your point is also well taken. I think ICA is more about the networking and they've done such a great job on that. You know, Vegas is cheaper for hotel, not cheaper for food and everything else, but it's cheaper for hotel and it's pretty cheap to get there, except I guess if you're coming from Europe, it's a little harder. But for most of the people in the US, it's easy to get to.
I do think, to Drew's main point, I will agree. I mean, this is also just having been down there in Miami for a few days and staying, you know, in South Beach, which, you know, super dope hotel.
South Beach is a dump.
So sorry, Mid Beach. We dined in South Beach, but you know, but stayed in Mid Beach. And the difference on that side, obviously, like, you know, Miami Beach versus, you know, where we were, you know, is obviously, and then
night and day.
And I will say this, and I think to Drew's point, parts that I agree with about the rant is that, you know, we stayed in a hotel that was just okay, and then it was like, but the hotel wasn't even attached to the conference center, so then you had to deal with the buses and all that kind of stuff. So it was kind of like, if we're staying at a hotel that's just all right, right, and but yet it's not even where the conference is, and then where the conference is has all sorts of issues acoustically, bathrooms, logistics. Like, people were like, everyone was so excited when they found the backstage bathroom, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, what the fuck is that? Like, we're all full-on adults at this point in our lives. Yeah, you know, like, what I'm saying? Like,
this, like, is like, not a, like a trailer park conference.
Like, right. You're telling me I'm excited that I found an actual normal working bathroom in a place that I have to spend potentially hours, and I should feel like fucking psyched about that?
And then your only food options are like a taco truck and some other shit.
Yeah, I would agree with.
Honestly, the whole thing was a fail. Fail. I give you an F.
Oh, shit. Okay. I wouldn't say it's an F, but
you know what? The reason I'm being aggressive about it is because, again, I was asked for my opinion and told that my opinion matters and that, like, they really want to hear what I have to say because I had not gone to several of the names cons in the past. I had my concerns about those. I have voiced those concerns to no end. And then I said, I'm coming back because you're moving it to Miami. And then, you know, it was like, I don't know. It was like, your wife's like, what do you want to have for dinner, sweetie? And you're like, you know what? Tonight, I'd love to have Chinese. And she's like, you know what? We're going to have toast.
Mexican. Yeah.
And you're like, well, why did you even ask me? You know what I mean? Like, stop.
Okay. I think it's a fair point. So, Josh, Amar?
Again, I'll say the last thing I'll say about that is I think the biggest issue for me was the venue was not connected to the hotel or any hotel, right? And it wasn't in a hotel district. So it's like,
I think that's actually the biggest issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that was,
and there was nothing around. It wasn't like, right, oh, let's just walk out of here and get lunch.
Right.
Like, no, it's like the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't, it just wasn't super conducive. And I think that they had an opportunity to build on the things like the positives and then sort of figure out for the next time. And they doubled down on all the things that everyone complained about. So it's like that
doubling down, like doubling. Yeah.
So
you're doubling down on like a pair of twos.
Yeah, it's weird. So, and yeah, that would be a terrible hand to double down on. You know what I'm saying? Like, unless you somehow knew for sure the dealer was going to bust. Anyway, all right. Well, no, look, man, I think it's all good. I think that your feedback is important. You should probably reach out to them. You could reach out to them directly and let them know. But I guess
no interest. No interest.
And, but yeah.
So. I vote with my wallet. That's how I vote.
Yeah. So.
Cool.
Well, again, I think it'll be interesting.
And with this microphone.
That's it, man. You pay for this mic, you get an opportunity to say whatever you want on it. And I think it's a valid point. I mean,
more than anything, I'm just disappointed because honestly, I think it is an opportunity to be something great. I think that they could create a legacy where this is, you park up at a great venue, you get a multi-year contract. And this is going to be the new home of the domain industry event for some period of time.
Yeah.
And that's what it needed to be. And it needed to be a premium event. And I think, look, I don't care how much money you have or don't have. Okay. When the first time I went to a traffic show, I didn't have any money. I was in the middle of burning through the last of my savings that I just found out there was even a domain industry.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I didn't come from money. I don't really have a problem. Like, if you're serious about this is a business with an immense opportunity. And if you understand that opportunity and you're excited about that opportunity and you're here to learn or to make deals or to participate, I don't know. I don't think it's a lot of money to pay $1,500 or even $2,000 to come to this show and meet the most important people in the industry and understand some of the, you're going to learn one thing or make one deal that's going to pay for this thing in multiples. That was what Rick always said.
Yeah.
Rick Schwartz always said, people pay because they're going to come here, they're going to do one deal, they're going to learn one thing. It's going to pay a multiple of what they paid to be there. Period.
Yeah. I agree. I think you got to, then provide value and people will pay for it.
And the people you want there are the people that are serious. You don't want clowns.
Yeah. No, I think that makes sense too. Well, and I think there's probably other ways too to make it accessible for people that, need to, like some sort of an accommodation or some help to get there if it really like matters to them, And so I think all those are good points. And we shall see. We'll see what's up. But
that's a wrap.
Opportunities in half measures. You know what I'm saying? That's like the, that's what it comes down to. You just try to avoid those as best you can and, keep it moving. So, all right. Josh, what about you, man? I think you were actually in the middle of maybe talking before Drew went off on his little rant. Like, was that?
No, I'm all good. I agree with like 90% of what Drew said.
All right. So,
I mean, the big one for me, I have no interest in traveling in a bus to the venue from.
Well, especially I'll tell you the one time I like was in a hurry and the bus was there. So I come hustling down because I'm like, all right, well, I'm not going to Uber. I'm just going to get to the bus. I jump on the bus and then I sat on the bus for like 15 minutes waiting to go. You know what I'm saying? Then I'm like, it's hot. I'm sitting here on a bus. I'm literally by myself. Like there's nobody there. It was like then a couple randoms show up and then 10 minutes later, we finally drive through a shitload of traffic to, to try to get to the place. I'm hustling. And this was when we were doing the Sherpa panel, and I'm hustling in and I got to take a leak. Like, oh, wait, let me go out to the fucking porta potty real quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I want to wash my hands. Like, not today, dog. You know what I'm saying? No. But guess what? If you hate it tons, it's great because you get to do it again next year, and you get to pay for the privilege. Like, it just, I feel you. All right. Drew might be onto something, but all right, Amar, you good?
All good.
All right. Well, great. Listen, thank you guys so much for being here today. I appreciate the spirited conversation and digging into some things, and obviously covered a lot of domain talk. So that's great. I want to thank the audience. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. As always, we appreciate y'all. Without you, there is no us. And we appreciate you taking the time and hanging out with us. And, you know, so we're not hard to find if you need to follow up on any of this kind of stuff. I did it back order a bunch of the names that we talked about on NameJet. So that way we can track and see what they sell for. So we'll follow up in a couple weeks to see, you know, what that looks like compared to what you guys think was good pricing versus retail pricing, and is the juice worth the squeeze and all that. So more to follow on all that stuff, and more to follow on all things domains here on Domain Sherpa, because as you know, Domain Sherpa, we're all roads lead to domains, baby. All right, we'll see you guys next time. Peace out, and thank you so much. Take care, y'all.